Coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
This broadcast is presented by the sports-minded sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
Bob Weaver here at Paulding High School. Another first for me, a gymnasium I have never been in my life until tonight. Pretty nice gym here at Paulding, Ohio. The Paulding Panthers taking on the Fort Recovery Lady Indians in the first sectional matchup tonight. Paulding 17-5 on the year. They were 8-1 in their Northwest Conference, which was good enough to be co-champions of the Northwest Conference along with Ada. Fort Recovery 9-13 on the year. Unfortunately, did not come up with a conference win this year. 0-9 in the conference. But don't let the record difference fool you. Fort Recovery obviously plays in a very difficult conference. So I'm expecting a really close match here this evening. Paulding may have the slight advantage. They certainly are favored. And, of course, playing on their home court doesn't hurt anything either. Looking at the other games in the sectional tonight, teams that we know, Parkway will be at Columbus Grove tonight. And actually, it might be at Parkway. Parkway will be hosting Columbus Grove tonight. And the winner of this match, either Fort Recovery or Paulding, will battle the Parkway-Columbus Grove winner in the next round on Saturday evening at 6:30. If Fort Recovery is there, of course, we'll be there to bring you the broadcast. Also playing tonight, Coldwater is hosting Van Buren. And those are the other teams that we know of. St. Henry has the bye, so they will not play until Saturday night. St. Henry is the number one seed. Coldwater is the number two seed. Again, Fort Recovery here at Paulding this evening. We'll be back with the start of the match in a couple of moments, right after we pause for this.
Nature's Green Nursery reminds you that fall is a great time for planting. Right now, Nature's Green Nursery has a whopping 25% off all in-stock trees, shrubs, and perennials. They also have mums, cabbage, and kale with pumpkins and cornstalk bundles. Get a great deal on outdoor sofas, chairs, tables and rockers, fire tables, and water fountains from Nature's Green, too. Also offering outstanding landscaping and professional design services. Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
Major, Colonel Corn reporting in. I found these future recruits hiding in the cornfield.
We are afraid. I saw a black cat walk by the other night.
I know you guys are yellow and have been hiding in the field, but now Cooper Farms needs you.
Sir, why did you not tell us we were going to Cooper Farms? I heard nothing but nice things about them.
Let's go, boys. Fall in. To Cooper Farms we go.
Yay!
Farmers, make your corn happy corn and ship it to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Call them at 1-800-637-7161. That is 1-800-637-7161.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to Paulding High School, everybody. Welcome to those of you listening on the internet on WPGWradio.com or on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. And, of course, our regular radio listeners at 1440 AM or 100.9 FM. I'm Rob Weaver. Eric Catterly is our studio producer back in Portland. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight from Dr. Thomas Banna and all of his staff at Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. And, of course, Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tan and Chrissy Hart. Good luck, Lady Indians, from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna. Here we go. Paulting will be serving the first serve of the match. It's a good serve. Kendra Seifring gets a kill. Kendra Seifring on a kill. And it's 1-0. Fort Recovery in the lead and side out Fort Recovery. Kirsten Judy will go back to serve. So good start here for Fort Recovery. Here's the serve by Kirsten. It's good. It's going to be an ace serve. They can't save it. Kirsten Judy gets an ace serve. That was off the hand of one of the back row players. I believe that was their libero back there, Taylor March. And she just couldn't handle it. Here's a smash back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Kirsten Judy. This hit for Fort Recovery's Cassidy Martin, and Cassidy comes through with a kill. And real quickly, it's 3-0. Kirsten Judy serving two straight points. She'll serve again. Here's the serve. It's a good serve. At the net and just free balling it over. Judy will set for Kendra Seifring, who dinks it over and got the kill. Wow, what a start. Three straight service points for Kirsten Judy. And something Jay County couldn't do last night. Jay County never could get their serve going last night. And that probably cost them that match against Fort Wayne Concordia in the Fort Wayne South sectional. Here's a hit back to Jay County, and Cassidy Martin can't play it. She dived and hit it off her hand, but it veered out of bounds. Kill for Paulding. 4-1 as Paulding gets their first point of the evening. Again, coming to you from Paulding High School tonight. There's a good serve dug out by Kyle Wendell. Here's the smash by Kendra Seifring, and she kills it. Wow. Kendra with her third kill already. Side out Fort Recovery, and it's a great start for the Indians, leading 5-1 against this 17-5 Paulding Panther team, who were rated higher than Fort Recovery coming into the match. Alexis Bupp now serving. Good serve. Here's the smash back to Fort Recovery, and there's a kill for J.C. Varner. From the outside hitting spot, J.C. Varner smashed it. Fort Recovery could not play it. Side out for, again, Paulding, and that makes it 5-2 now. Now going back to serve is Kirsten Schiltz. And Schiltz, good serve. Up to Judy, who will set for Seifring. Seifring dinks it over. Here's the set for Paulding. The smash by the middle hitter, and they got the kill. Cassidy Posey, a sophomore, very tall young lady, gets the kill in the middle. Makes it 5-3 now. Here's a serve again by Kirsten Schiltz. Here's a smash by Kendra Seifring, and Kendra gets another serve. Boy, she is on tonight. Four kills for Kendra Seifring. 6-3, Lady Indians leading here, and Seifring will go back to serve. Here it comes. Good serve. Up, too good. Too strong. Over the end line. Over the end line for Kendra as she muscled it out of sight. And point Paulding. Side out Paulding. Now serving is Cassidy Posey for Paulding. Good serve. Dug out by Alexis Bupp to Kirsten Judy. Here's the smash by Carly Stone. Played by Paulding on the back line. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Bupp will set for Cassidy Martin, and Cassidy gets the kill. Alexis Bupp with the assist. Cassidy Martin with the kill. That's number two for Cassidy tonight, and Cassidy's only a freshman. She has contributed in a major way for Fort Recovery this year. Now serving is Maddie Rammel. Good serve. Hitting it back to Fort Recovery. A little dink. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Kendra Seifring on the deep hit, but hits it out of bounds. Point for Paulding's Panthers. That makes it now 7-5. A two-point lead for Fort Recovery. Here's the serve by J.C. Varner of Paulding. Dug out by Seifring to Maddie Rammel. Here's Alexis Bupp just free-balling it over. The set at the net, the smash, a block, but it's out of bounds. And getting the kill there was J.C. Varner. That's at least her second kill of the match. 7-6. Now it's only a one-point set. Dug out by Carly Stone to Maddie Rammel. Here's Kirsten Judy on the hit. Paulding keeps it alive. Here's the dink back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel will set for Kendra Seifring. Has a long hit. Paulding just free balls it over. They were lucky to get it over. Here's a Fort Recovery free balling it over. That was that time Morgan Leonards. And here is a block by Morgan Leonards. And a point Fort Recovery. A block by Morgan Leonards and a point for Fort Recovery. It's 8-6 now. Fort Recovery leading by two. Here's Maddie Grover. There's the dig by Paulding. And no, they just free balled it over, but dinking it back was Fort Recovery's Devin Post, and Devin gets the kill. Side out Fort Recovery. It's now 9-6. Maddie Grover will serve now. It's a good serve. Dug out by Paulding, and they're going to say a kill for Kirsten Judy. I think Paulding was complaining that Kirsten was over the net. That was awful close. So it's a service point for Maddie Grover. Here's another serve. It's an ace serve for Maddie. Two straight points for Maddie Grover. That makes it 11-6. I think Paulding would be calling timeout here pretty soon. They've been kind of struggling. They got off to a very slow start, then picked it up, and now they're falling behind again. Maddie Grover, another good serve. The pass to the net. Here's the set. Here's the smash by Paulding, and they get the kill. That was Faith Vogel who came up with the kill that time for Paulding. Seven now. Here's the serve by Paulding, dug out and to the net, and Fort Recovery just saves it. Kirsten Judy did a great job of getting it over. Here's a smash back to Fort Recovery, dug out by Maddie Rammel. Here's the set now for Paulding, back to Fort Recovery on the dink, and getting the kill was Sam Megason. Samantha Megason came up with the kill there. That makes it 11-8. Fort Recovery leads by three. Here's another good serve by Paulding. We're going to have to free ball it over. Kendra Seifring can't get it over the net. And there's a service point for Paulding. Now 11-9. 2-point lead for Fort Recovery. Good serve by Paulding, and they're going to call an illegal hit on Fort Recovery. Paulding making a big comeback here now. They only trail by one as the score is 11-10. Make that an ace serve for Paulding. Here's a dig by Maddie Grover. There's Maddie Rammel. There's Carly Stone, but she hit it out of bounds. Point for Paulding. That's a pretty good hit by Carly, but just a little bit out of bounds. Here's the next serve by Paulding. Carly Stone passes. Maddie Rammel. Here's the smash by Devin Post, and it's out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. And now Fort Recovery wants to call time as Paulding has taken the lead, I think, for the first time tonight. 12-11, Paulding leading Fort Recovery. We'll be back in just a moment.
Join the Pacasac Gas Club at a Pacasac convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pacasac website, pacasac.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pacasac, there's one near you.
To 11, Paulding leads by one all of a sudden. Fort Recovery just can't get their offense going here. Kendra Seifring had four big kills early, but she hasn't been able to get into a position to have one here recently. Here's the serve by Audrey Manns for Paulding. It's a good one. Here's a deep hit by Carly Stone, dug out by the back line of Paulding. Here comes the hit back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set. Maddie Rammel sets for Kirsten Judy. Judy on the hit. They're going to call illegal hit on Paulding, so I'm going to go ahead and give Kirsten Judy a kill on that. And it's now 12-12. We are all tied up. Again, we're coming to you from Paulding, Ohio tonight. Kaya Wendell will serve now for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve. Dug out by Paulding, and they're in trouble. Just have to free ball it back, and they do get it back to the net. Here's the set. The smash by Seifering, and she got it. Kendra Seifering, her fifth kill of the evening, right near the line. Well, that was, she is really hitting well tonight. When she has the chance to get those hits in, she was missing an action there for quite a while. And here's another point for Fort Recovery. They're going to call four hits on Paulding. It's now 14-12. I expected this to be a good match tonight, despite the record difference. Again, Paulding 17-5, Fort Recovery 9-13. At the net, a battle, and Paulding wins out. Getting the kill was Sam Megason. That makes it 14-13, back to a one-point match. There's the serve by Paulding, too long. Taylor March hit that out of bounds. Fort Recovery now leading by two, 15-13. Kirsten Judy will serve now for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve, dug out by Paulding. At the net is Kendra Seifering, and Paulding somehow kept it alive. They free ball it back. Judy passing to Maddie Grover. Grover sets. Devin Post on the smash and got the kill. Maddie Grover gets the assist. Devin Post gets the kill. That's her second kill of the set, and it's now 16-13. Fort Recovery leads by three. Boy, it'd be great to get off to a good start here and win this first set. Here's the set for Paulding, played by Kaya Wendell on the back row. Kirsten Judy hits it over on the second. Hits. Now back to Fort Recovery, saved by Devin Post. And back to Fort Recovery, Kirsten Judy. And here comes a smash by Devin Post, and it's out. Just over the in line. Has a right call, just barely out. 16-14 now. Here's the serve by Paulding, and Kendra Seifering dinks it over. The set for Paulding, and they did not get it over. Sam Megason made an effort, but could not get it over. And Grover goes out. Post goes out for Fort Recovery. Alexis Bupp comes in. Cassidy Martin comes in. Here's a hit by Alexis Bupp. The serve, it's good. Back to Fort Recovery. Cassidy Martin will pass to Judy, who sets for Kendra Seifering, and Kendra gets the kill. Wow, her sixth kill of the match. Timeout for Paulding. Paulding behind now by a score of 18-14 to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kopp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As the flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kopp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary, and for all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacists. At Kopp Pharmacy, we bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. Stop by for your flu shot at Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kopp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
And, of course, you'll also find Kopp Pharmacy locations in Bern, Union City, Indiana, and over in Versailles and Arcana. There's a Kopp Pharmacy near you. Again, their newest location up in Bern, Indiana, north of Jay County. Here's Alexis Bupp on the serve. Good serve. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. And it's back to Paulding again. Here's the dink, fielded by Seifering. The set by Kirsten Judy. The smash by Morgan Lennertz. And Morgan gets the kill. And Paulding's in serious trouble. That's the first kill of the night for Morgan Lennertz. Of course, Morgan started slow this year with a broken foot. Did not play many of the first matches, but finally back in the lineup. There's a smash and a block by Morgan Lennertz, and she gets the point. Give Morgan her second block of the set, and it's 20-14, and Paulding's in serious trouble here. Alexis Bupp serving now for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve dug out by Paulding. The set. Here comes the hit. And it's out. That would have been a point. Or did they call it? I think Paulding wanted a deflection there, but it's Fort Recovery's point. Alexis Buck serving again. It's a good serve. Here's the smash, and it's out. Another point for Fort Recovery. Timeout again for Paulding, and Fort Recovery leads 22-14. We'll return in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, Fort Recovery in a great position right now, leading 22-14 in the first set here. Paulding only led one time in this set. Alexis Bupp serving again. It's a good serve. Dug out by Taylor March. Here's a smash and a kill for Paulding, and that's what they needed. Sam Megason gets her third kill of the evening. And amazingly, Megason goes out. I don't quite understand that. 22-15. Fort Recovery leading by 7. Here's a good serve dug out by Alexis Bupp to Kirsten Judy. Judy will set for Morgan Lennertz, and Lennertz gets the kill from the outside hitting position. That's her second kill, and it's now 23-15. If Fort Recovery can win tonight, we'll play again Saturday night, and we'll probably be at Parkway, I would guess, but it will be the Parkway Columbus Grove winner. Here is Hannah Knapke serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Dug out by the back line, the set. Here comes the smash. Played nicely by Knapke, and Carly Stone can't quite save it. Carly made a valiant effort there, raced over to the stands, and got her hand on the ball, but couldn't get it into a position where another Lady Indian could play it. So point for Paulding, 23-16. Here's the next serve for Cassidy Posey. Carly Stone tries to free ball it over and mishit it. Point Paulding, it's 23-17. Paulding trying to claw their way back in this. It's a six-point difference. Posey will serve again. Dug out by Fort Recovery, Kirsten Judy to Carly Stone, and Carly gets the kill. That was deflected and went out of bounds. Carly gets the kill, and that makes it 24-17, and this baby should be in the bag now. It's going back to serve as Maddie Rammel. Here's the set point. It's a good serve. The set for Paulding. Here comes their hit, and it's played by Fort Recovery's Maddie Rammel, and they're going to say Carly Stone played the ball, but it hit the antenna and went out of bounds. Point Paulding. 24-18. Paulding has one more chance. Here comes the serve. It's an ace serve for J.C. Varner. And it's 24-19. J.C. Varner will serve again. And it's dug out by Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel will set for Morgan Lennertz, and Morgan gets the kill, and that's it. 25-19, the score of the first set tonight. Fort Recovery wins. That was Morgan's third kill of the set. Fort Recovery wins set one, 25-19. Now, this one could go five games tonight, folks. Hang in there. Paulding and Fort Recovery in the sectional tournaments from Paulding, Ohio. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenmiller with Wayne IGA. It's hard to believe that the holidays are right around the corner. Have you thought about how you may want to spend that special time with family and friends? We can prepare that meal for you, or at least prepare a hot deli chicken for you, all ready to go in a roaster oven. We feel that we have the best hot deli chicken around. and your guests will agree. Add a few sides and make it a spectacular family meal. We also specialize in meat and cheese, vegetable and fruit, or any specialty tray to suit your needs for that special event. Because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Nature's Green Nursery reminds you that fall is a great time for planting. Right now, Nature's Green Nursery has a whopping 25% off all in-stock trees, shrubs, and perennials. They also have mums, cabbage, and kale with pumpkins and cornstalk bundles. Get a great deal on outdoor sofas, chairs, tables and rockers, fire tables, and water fountains from Nature's Green, too. Also offering outstanding landscaping and professional design services. Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio has the following second shift job opportunities available: quality assurance technician, maintenance technician, production line lead, and production team member. These positions offer a competitive wage, an excellent benefits package, as well as a monthly gain sharing program. Pre-employment drug testing is required. Want to be a part of the Cooper team? Apply online at cooperfarms.com or at Cooper Farms, 2321 State Route 49, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Cooper Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Well, excellent start for Fort Recovery as Fort Recovery jumped out to a nice lead. Paulding eventually took the lead by 1 point, but then Fort Recovery came right back and dominated the rest of the set to win 25-19 in the first set. So here we go with the second set, and Fort Recovery will be serving. Again, if we win tonight, we play Saturday night, probably at Parkway. But that's, again, depends on whoever wins tonight. We got to win this one first, and it's not going to be this easy, I don't think, the rest of the way. I might be shocked, but I felt Fort Recovery all along could play with this Paulding team. They don't play in the tough conference that we play in. There's a good serve by Fort Recovery. They're going to call a illegal hit on Paulding. So give a service point to Kyle Wendell, who is serving for us, and Kyle will have another serve coming here. It's a good serve. Dug out by Paulding. Here's the smash. A block by Morgan Leonard. And a point for Fort Recovery. And give Kaya Wendell another service point. Here's the next serve. Dug out by Paulding, by their libero to the net. And here is Kendra Seifering putting it down on the Paulding side. Kill Kendra. That is Kendra's 2-4-6-7th kill tonight. Here's Kaya Wendell, another serve. Good serve. The smash. Oh, nice smash. A nice save by Fort Recovery. And there's the kill by Paulding. I believe that was Cassidy Posey who got the kill. So side out Paulding. Want to wish the Fort Recovery football team good luck tonight. Maybe some of the guys are listening in tonight. Go get them tomorrow night, Fort Recovery. Or I should say Friday night, as Fort Recovery hosting St. Henry on Friday night. A win would secure a playoff spot if we can get that done on Friday night. It was a smash and a kill for Paulding off the fingertips of Maddie Rammel. Sam Megason comes up with the kill. And by the way, you folks can buy your advanced tickets to the Fort Recovery St. Henry game as usual tomorrow in the morning at the middle school, and then the rest of the day at the high school. There's Kendra Seifering with the kill for the Lady Indians. Kill number 8. And it's 4-2. Well, Fort Recovery starting out similar to the last set with a nice lead here. Here's Kirsten Judy serving again. The set and the smash by Paulding. A block. Paulding's having trouble. They get it over. Fort Recovery can't play it. That could have gone either way. Paulding gets credit for the point. 4-3 now. Fort Recovery still leading, only by one now, and going back to serve on side out for the Paulding Panthers is Kirsten Schultz. And there's a carry on Fort Recovery. Kirsten Judy, and Kirsten says, no, that was okay, Mr. Official. I got I got the bad call on that one. 4-4, all tied. Judy will set. Here's Current Cassidy Martin getting the kill. Now, wait a minute. No, they say Cassidy was in the net. After the hit, Cassidy went into the net. Side out, Paulding. So 5-4, Paulding takes the lead. Only their second lead of the night. Good serve dug out by Kendra Seifring. Here's the set. Seifring dings it over and gets the kill. Give Kirsten Judy an assist there. Kendra Seifring with her 9th kill of the evening. Kendra at 6-1, outstanding senior for the Lady Indians. Here we go. Alexis Bupp on the serve. Dug out by Paulding. The set. Here comes the smash. A block at the net by Fort Recovery. And Paulding free balls it over. Here's Judy setting for Kendra Seifring. And Kendra's hit. She didn't get the right timing there on the hit. And the hit went out of bounds over the end line. Instead of angling down, it pretty much just went straight out and out of bounds. Point Paulding. Here's Kirsten Judy setting for Morgan Leonards, and Morgan hits it out of bounds. Boy, these attack errors are tough. 7-5, Paulding leads by 2. Here's our next serve. Kendra Seifring digs it out. Kirsten Judy will set for Seifring, and Seifring did not get the kill as Paulding free balls it back. Here's the set by Judy again. Seifring a smash, and she got it. Nothing at all J.C. Varner could do about that. That was right in her face. And Kendra Seifring gets her 10th kill of the set. Actually, the match, I should say, the two sets. 7-6. We're down by 1. Seifring serving. Good serve. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Back to Paulding, and give the kill to Cassidy Martin. The freshman comes through again. That's her 3rd kill this evening. I'm Rob Weaver. Eric Catterly is our studio producer. Sectional action from Paulding, Ohio tonight. Good serve by Fort Recovery. And unable to get it back on 3 hits was Paulding. Another service point for Kendra Seifring. That is her 2nd on this serve. Kendra will serve again. And now we are ahead by 1, 8-7. Got the lead back. There's a kill for Fort Recovery's Cassidy Martin. Paulding, when they dug it out on the serve, it went back to the net right away, and Cassidy was just waiting on it and crammed it down their throat. There's a good serve by Kendra Seifring again. Paulding plays it back to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash and a kill for Fort Recovery. I believe that was Cassidy Martin again. Now it's 10-7. Fort Recovery on a run here. Kendra Seifring gets another service point. That is her 4th service point in a row. Here's the set for Paulding. Here's the smash to hit it out of bounds. Another service point for Fort Recovery. That was hit out of bounds by Faith Vogel. And Paulding wants time now as Fort Recovery has come charging back here and now leads 11-7 over the Paulding Panthers. They call the gym here the Jungle in association with their mascot, the Panthers. We'll be back in a moment.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver back here at Paulding High School. Again, welcome to the broadcast, whether you're listening on the radio or on FortRecoveryRadio.com or on WPGWRadio.com. Glad to have you tuned in. Here's a good serve again by Seifring. Back to Seifring. She digs it out. Cassidy Martin will set for Alexis Bupp, and that breaks the string as Alexis fails to get the ball over the net. 11-8 now. Fort Recovery leads by 3. Side out Paulding. And going back to serve is J.C. Varner. Varner's a senior on this Paulding Panther team. Here comes the nice jump serve dug out by Kendra Seifrin. Kirsten Judy will set for Carly Stone. And played nicely by Paulding. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery, but out of bounds. Point, Fort Recovery, side out, Lady Indians. 12-8 now. Paulding already trails by one set here. They lost the first set 25-19, so they would very much like to grab this win away from Fort Recovery. Here's Maddie Rammel serving. It's a good serve at the net, and Paulding can't play it. That first dig was too close to the net, and a lot of times when that happens, the team just can't get their hands on the ball, can't get a good hit on it, and it did not go over in three hits. Another good serve for Fort Recovery. Dug out by Kendra Seifrin. Maddie Rammel will set for Carly Stone. Carly on a blast, a block. Morgan Leonards hits it back over to Paulding. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Maddie Rammel. The smash. It's out of bounds by Kirsten Judy right down the line. There was nobody there for Paulding. That would have been an easy point, but just a little bit out of bounds. So now, 13-9. Going back to serve is Paulding. And a service error into the net. Here comes Devin Post back in the lineup. Morgan Leonards will go out. Alexis Buff also goes out. And Maddie Grover comes in. Maddie will serve for the Lady Indians here. It's a good serve dug out by Paulding. The set and the smash through Fort Recovery and off the fingertips of Kirsten Judy and out of bounds. Kill for Paulding. 14-10 now. Fort Recovery leads by 4. Paulding needs a run here, serving their libero, Taylor March. Good serve by March, hitting it over on the second hit was Fort Recovery. Here comes the hit back to Fort Recovery, dug out by Seifrin at the net. Fort Recovery saves it, back over to Paulding. The set and dinking the ball over was Paulding, and they get the kill. Cassidy Posey with the kill. 14-11 now. Fort Recovery's lead shriveling down to 3. Here comes the next serve by Taylor March. It's an ace serve. Maddie Grover made a valiant effort to get to that from the back line as the serve was a little short, and she couldn't quite get a clean hit on it. 14-12. Another serve by Paulding. Here's the set. Here comes Carly Stone trying to dink it over. It's blocked. Back to Fort Recovery, and we didn't get it over on 3 hits. Another point, Paulding, and this time Fort Recovery calls timeout. It's Fort Recovery 14 and Paulding back to 13 now as we're getting real close here in this second set. We'll be back in a moment.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
All righty. Rob Weaver here, back. Action back in. Fort Recovery over to Paulding. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set by the Lady Indians, and Devin Post hits it into the net. And it's another point for Paulding. We all of a sudden have a tie set here, 14-14. Taylor March serving again. Maddie Grover digs it out. Here's the set by Maddie Rammel. Grover hits it back over from deep. Paulding now back over to Fort Recovery. A block. Paulding keeps it alive. They free ball it over. Here's the set for Maddie Rammel and the smash. Paulding plays it back to Fort Recovery. Rammel will set it again. Here's Kirsten Judy on the smash. And Kirsten got the kill. Kirsten Judy with a kill there. That breaks the string of points. That makes it now 15-14, Fort Recovery. Leading by one here. Here comes the serve by Kyle Wendell. There's the set, and just dinking it over is Paulding. Kendra Seifring a smash, but hits it out of bounds. 15-15, we're all tied up again. Here comes the next serve by Paulding. It's a good one. Maddie Grover to the net. Kirsten Judy over and got the kill. How about that? Boy, that was lucky. Kirsten just basically tried to save the day and hit the ball over on the second hit and got the kill. Kirsten Judy will serve now. Good serve by Kirsten. Dug out by Paulding. Here's the set. Here comes the blast. No, it's a dink. Over to Maddie Grover. Kirsten Judy sets for Kendra Seifring. And Kendra comes through with her first kill in a while. That's number 11 for her in the two sets. And Fort Recovery leads by two again, 17-15. Kirsten Judy will serve again here. It's a good serve, or is it? Nope, it's not a good serve. Over the end line, points Paulding, and that makes it 17-16. Lady Indians lead by one over the Paulding Lady Panthers. Serving now is Kristen Schultz for Paulding. Kirsten Judy will set for Devin Post, and Devin comes through with the kill. Her third kill of the evening. And it's now 18-16. Fort Recovery on the verge here of coming through again with another big win. This would give them a 2-0 lead if they could win this set. Wow, that'd be something. Alexis Bupp on the serve, dug out by Paulding. Here's the set. Here's the dink back over. Kirsten Judy to Alexis Bupp. Here comes the smash by Cassidy Martin. And Cassidy Martin, the freshman, comes through with a kill. Cassidy's sixth kill of the evening. 19-16. Alexis Bupp will serve again. Good serve. Here's the set. A smash blocked by Fort Recovery. And Paulding cannot make the return. Point Fort Recovery. It's 20-16. Timeout again for the Paulding Lady Panthers as they trail 20-16 here in the second set. Fort Recovery's already won the first set, 25-19. We'll return in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kopp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As the flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kopp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary, and for all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacists. At Kopp Pharmacy, we bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. Stop by for your flu shot at Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kopp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Rob Weaver here at the Jungle at Paulding, Ohio. Paulding High School. Paulding the higher seed in this tournament, but they do not play the competition. Fort Recovery does. And it's really showing tonight. Fort Recovery already winning the first set 25-19 and leading here 20-16 in the second set. Here's Alexis Bupp serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve, and Paulding misplays it. The first hit was into the net, and Paulding couldn't play it out of the net. That is at least the fourth service point for Alexis Bupp tonight. Here's Alexis serving again. It's a good serve. Dug out by Paulding on the back line. The set, this should be a pretty decent hit, but they dink it over. Here's the set for Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery can't make the return. Side out. Paulding going back to serve now for the Lady Panthers is Cassidy Posey, and it's 21-17. Fort Recovery's lead is 4, but still in pretty good shape. Here's the dig by Alexis Bupp. Kirsten Judy sets for Morgan Leonards. Leonards on the hit. Paulding will play it back. Here's Alexis Bupp on the dig on the back line. Judy will set for Kendra Seifring. And here comes Kendra, and she smashes it home for the kill. Kendra Seifring with her 12th kill of this match, and we've only played two sets. Amazing performance tonight by Kendra Seifring. Kendra will go back to serve. We lead 22-17. Good serve. Here's the set for Paulding, the smash, and they get the kill. That was Faith Vogel who came through with the kill that time. 22-18, Fort Recovery's lead back to four. Paulding continuing to serve here. It's a good serve. And an ace serve. That was a flat serve, a let serve, actually. And Alexis Bupp could not get to it. 22-19, the lead is only three. Paulding trying to save this set. Here comes the next serve. It's a service error for J.C. Varner. And, wow, when you're playing a tough match, that is a killer right there. That makes it 23-19. Fort Recovery leads by three. And going back to hopefully finish off this set is Maddie Rammel. And she makes a service error into the net. 23-20. That gives life to Paulding. Side out Paulding. They'll have the serve now. Going back to serve is Audrey Manns. Manns' serve is good. Dug out by Carly Stone. Here's Maddie Rammel setting for Fort Recovery's Morgan Lennartz. And Morgan comes through with the kill. One more point. We've got this set wrapped up. For Morgan tonight, that's kill number four. She's been a steady player tonight. And Maddie Grover will serve the set point. Here we go. Grover's serve is good. Dug out by Paulding. They've got to keep this alive, and they can't get it over. And a point for Maddie Grover, and Fort Recovery wins the second set, 25-20. Maddie Grover's third service point of the evening. We move to set three. Fort Recovery's setting pretty right now, leading two sets to none. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoat from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. Tractor or self-contained hydraulics provide smooth operation and maximum power. A large oil reservoir dissipates heat, decreasing fluid temperature to maximize tractor horsepower. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway. For more information, see your Artsway dealer, K&L Tractor Sales, today.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenmiller with Wayne IGA. It's hard to believe that the holidays are right around the corner. Have you thought about how you may want to spend that special time with family and friends? We can prepare that meal for you, or at least prepare a hot deli chicken for you, all ready to go in a roaster oven. We feel that we have the best hot deli chicken around, and your guests will agree. Add a few sides and make it a spectacular family meal. We also specialize in meat and cheese, vegetable and fruit, or any specialty tray to suit your needs for that special event. Because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Nature's Green Nursery reminds you that fall is a great time for planting. Right now, Nature's Green Nursery has a whopping 25% off all in-stock trees, shrubs, and perennials. They also have mums, cabbage, and kale with pumpkins and corn stalk bundles. Get a great deal on outdoor sofas, chairs, tables and rockers, fire tables, and water fountains from Nature's Green, too. Also offering outstanding landscaping and professional design services. Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
Major, Colonel Korn reporting for duty. Where do you want me to go?
Colonel Korn, you're looking good. I need you to report to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thank you, Major. I was hoping to go there.
Hold on, Colonel. I will go with you. I was hearing Cooper Farms needs some Major Korn as well.
Farmers, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161 if you have some kernels of corn or Major Korn to sell. That is 800-637-7161. 7161, and thank you for your support.
All righty, here we go with maybe the last set of the match. If Fort Recovery can win this, this baby's over. I just can't hardly believe Paulding will lose three sets in a row, but we'll see. Here's the first serve for the Paulding Lady Panthers. It's a good one. A battle at the net, back to Fort Recovery, and Paulding gets the point. 1-0, Paulding takes the lead, and they have not led very many times tonight. Serving, by the way, for Paulding is Taylor March. March's serve is good. Dug out by Kendra Seifering. Judy will set for the outside hitting position for Devin Post. Post on the hit. A battle at the net. Post on the block, and Post gets the kill. It's 1-1. And Fort Recovery with side out. And serving for the Lady Indians will be Kirsten Judy. Here's Kirsten's serve. It's an ace serve, they say. Ace serve for Kirsten Judy. That is her second ace serve of the evening and her fifth service point. Here's the next serve. It's kept alive nicely there by J.C. Varner. And Paulding just free balls it over at the net. And they say Paulding was in the net. Oh, we got a break on that one. Because they had the kill. They had us dead to right, and we got a break on that. Kirsten Judy will serve again. 3-1. Fort Recovery leads by two. Here's a set for Paulding to smash, and they get the kill this time. That is Cassidy Posey with the kill. She's one of their leading hitters tonight. 3-2, the score. Fort Recovery by one. And going back to serve now is Paulding's Kelsey Beck. If we win tonight, we'll be back in action Saturday, and we'll have the match for you. Here's a smash by Cassidy Martin. Paulding plays it back to Fort Recovery. Here's Judy setting. And here's Devin Post trying to dink it over. A block. Fort Recovery back to Paulding. Here's the smash and the kill. Once again, that was Cassidy Posey coming through with the kill for Paulding. And we have ourselves a tie set here. 3-3. Kelsey Beck will serve now. Good serve dug out by Fort Recovery's Kaya Wendell. Here's a smash by Cassidy Martin. Played by Paulding. At the net, here's the dink over and a kill. J.C. Varner comes through with the kill. Makes it 4-3, Paulding with the lead again. Continuing the serve is Kelsey Beck. Kelsey's serve is good, dug out by Kendra Seifring, and it's hit over behind the team on the dig. Ace serve for Paulding. And it's 5-3. Fort Recovery wants timeout. 5-3, Fort Recovery trailing Paulding here in the third set. We'll be back in just a moment.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Well, the situation is this. Fort Recovery trails 5-3. Here's a serve by Paulding. Here's a smash by Kendra Seifring, and she gets the kill. It was dug out there by Audrey Manns of Paulding, but it went out of bounds. Seifring with kill number 13 for her this evening. And she is playing quite well as a hitter tonight for the Lady Indians. Here's Alexis Bupp going back to serve now. It's in the net. Service error for Alexis Bupp. Side out Paulding. That makes it now 6-4. Paulding leads by two. And going back to serve for the Lady Panthers is Kristen Schiltz. Schiltz's serve is in the net. Service error for Paulding. Paulding was co-conference champions with Ada. They were both 8-1 in their Northwest Conference. Paulding's overall record 17-5. Fort Recovery came in at 9-13. There's a smash by Paulding. Kirsten Judy will set. Here's Carly Stone on the hit and got the kill. Way to go, Carly. Carly's been a little quiet tonight, but that's her second kill there. And came at a big time. Stopped the momentum for Paulding. And we trail by one. Actually, it's tied 6-6. All tied at 6-6. Kendra Seifring now serving. Good serve. And Fort Recovery can't play. A little confusion there. Kirsten Judy set the ball, but then nobody could get to it after the set. Alexis Bupp tried, but she couldn't get back past Kirsten Judy to get to the ball. So side out. Paulding. Here's Carly Stone, a smash. And Fort Recovery carried the ball. Hitting air. Point Paulding. And they lead 8-6 now. As I think they've scored four straight points here. Cassidy Posey will serve now. It's a good serve, dug out by Fort Recovery. Here is Cassidy Martin hitting the antenna. Out of bounds. Whenever you hit that antenna on the edge of the net, that's out of bounds. It's now 9-6. Paulding leading by three. That's their biggest lead of the night, I believe. Here's a smash by Cassidy Martin, and Cassidy comes through with another kill as the freshman has seven kills tonight. Wow, what a contributing performance by Cassidy Martin tonight. Only a freshman. Here comes Fort Recovery's Maddie Rammel, gets the ace serve. Maddie Rammel, an ace serve. And all of a sudden, we're back to within one, trailing 9-8. Here's Rammel serving again. It's another. Nope, they kept it alive. I thought she was going to get another ace serve. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's Maddie Rammel setting for Carly Stone. Carly dinks it over. Here's a hit by Paulding. Back to Morgan Leonards. Maddie Rammel sets for Kirsten Judy, and Kirsten did not get the kill. And free-balling it back to Fort Recovery is Paulding. The set at the net. Carly Stone on the smash. Got the kill. Carly Stone hit it off the block, and it went out of bounds off the Paulding player. So Stone gets her third kill of the evening, and that makes it tied up at 9-9. Here's Maddie Rammel serving. It's a good serve. Back over to Fort Recovery. We can't keep it alive. Side out Paulding. We just can't get a string going here. Kind of like Jay County last night. They could never get a string going in their service. We had one nice run tonight with Kendra Seifring serving. Here's a serve by Paulding. The set at the net. And Kirsten Judy dinks it over. And they're going to say that Paulding was in the net. So that's the reason for the point. So no kill there. 10-10, all tied up. Maddie Grover serving now. Maddie's serve is dug out by Paulding. The set at the net, the hit back. Devin Post to Carly Stone. A block and double hit on Fort Recovery. Ten. Paulding leads by one here in the third set. They have to win this set to stay alive. Good serve by Paulding. Maddie Grover digs it out. It goes immediately back to Paulding. A battle at the net goes to Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel sets for Kendra Seifring, and waiting on it was Faith Vogel for the Paulding Lady Panthers, who gets the kill. She's right at the net and just stuffed it right down on the floor. 12-10. Paulding leads by two. Good serve by Paulding. Stone to Rammel. Now Seifring free balls it over. Here's the set for the Lady Panthers. A battle at the net. Panthers keep it alive. Here's the set again. Here comes the hit. And it's a kill for Paulding. Sam Megason comes through with the kill. And it's 13-10. Paulding leads by three. Fort Recovery leads two sets to none, but they trail here 13-10. Good serve by Paulding. Here's the set for Maddie Rammel. Carly Stone on the hit back. Paulding keeps it alive. Back to Fort Recovery. Grover saves it. Now here's a hit by Devin Post, and it's out of bounds. That makes it 14-10 now. And Fort Recovery's Chelsea Rogers says, I want time. Timeout for Chelsea Rogers. Now wait a minute. Wait a minute. They ruled at Fort Recovery's points? I don't know. I did not see what happened there. They changed the call and gave the point to Fort Recovery. Kaya Wendell will serve. Wow. What a difference that was. 13-11. We only trail by two. Kaya Wendell serving. Here's the smash. And a block by Kirsten Judy. Back to Fort Recovery. Kaya Wendell goes to the net. Here's a smash by Kendra Seifring, and she hits it out of bounds. Point for Paulding. It's 14-11. Boy, I did not see what happened on that last point. They changed, but it was a break for Fort Recovery. Here's a good serve by Paulding. Kirsten Judy will set for Seifring. Seifring smashes. Paulding plays it. Here's the set for Paulding. The smash. And they get the kill. Kelsey Beck comes through with the kill for Paulding. Timeout, Paulding Lady Panthers, as they take a four-point lead, 15-11, over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, it's certainly never over till it's over, and Paulding wants to try to salvage this set and take it into a fourth set with Fort Recovery leading 2-1 if they can get that done. Right now they lead 15-11 here in the third set. Good serve by Paulding. Kirsten Judy sets for Kendra Seifring. The smash, a partial block by Paulding. They keep it alive. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery, and they hit it out of bounds. Paulding's Cassidy Posey hit the cross-court shot out of bounds. That gives Fort Recovery the service. And Kirsten Judy will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Here's a good serve dug out by Paulding. To the net it goes. The smash and the kill. Coming through with the kill there again was Cassidy Posey. I think she's been their leading hitter tonight. That makes it 16-12, a four-point lead for Paulding. Good serve. Kirsten Judy carried the ball. Wow, that was a close call. 17-12, Paulding leads by five now. Here's the next serve by Kelsey Beck, and it's a service error in the net. So Fort Recovery got a break on that. 17-13, lead is back to four, and Alexis Bupp will now serve. Alexis' serve is good. Dug out by the back line to the net. Here's the set and the hit and a kill. Boy, lucky off-balance hit for J.C. Varner. Off-balance smash there, and she got the kill. Makes it 18-13. Paulding's looking like they might win this one, which would send us into set number four. It's a good serve again. At the net, and a kill for Paulding. I'm going to give that to Cassidy Posey again. 19-13, and Paulding is in complete control at the moment, leading 19-13 in this third set here. Grover digs it out. There's a dink by Cassidy, or by Kendra Seifring, and Kendra gets the kill as Paulding can't play it. That is number 14 tonight for Kendra Seifring. That was just a little finesse hit. And Fort Recovery still has a chance here, trailing 19-14 if they could get a nice run. Here's Kendra Seifring on the serve. Dug out by the back line. Paulding is going to have to free ball it over, and there, you're going to call that a block. I believe Morgan Leonard's got the block. Fort Recovery's point. Another good serve by Kendra Seifring. Back to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone saves it. Kirsten Judy will set for Cassidy Martin. A block at the net. Here's the set for Morgan Leonard, and Morgan can't hit it over. Actually, the official called that a block. The official called that as a block for Paulding. It's 20-15 now. Paulding by five here in the third set. And there's an ace serve for Paulding as Maddie Grover can't dig that out. That was a great That would have been a great photo right there. Kendra Seifering had her arms around Maddie Grover. Kendra, the tallest player on the team, and Maddie is the shortest. Anyway, serve for Paulding. Here's Carly Stone dinking it over. The set for Paulding, the smash, and the kill. Faith Vogel getting the kill, and all of a sudden, it's 22-15. Fort Recovery's lead, or I should say Paulding's lead, is 7. There's a service error. They helped us out a little bit. Cassidy Posey hitting it too short. 22-16. Now, if we could just get a run here. We haven't been able to do this the whole set, though. Maddie Rammel serving. Good serve. Dug out by Paulding. Here's the set. Here comes the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kendra Seifering passing to Maddie Rammel. Back to Seifering. Seifering gets the kill from a deep hit. She was 20 feet behind the net and hit it over in the corner where nobody was. Way to go, Kendra. Kill number 15 for Kendra Seifering. Here comes Maddie Rammel on the serve. It's a good serve. Here's the hit by Paulding. Out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Faith Vogel hits it out of bounds. That makes it 22-18. Fort Recovery, they've got a chance. We're only down by 4. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As the flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary, and for all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacists. At Kalp Pharmacy, we bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. Stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Fort Recovery down by 4. Maddie Rammel coming through with some big points here. Here's the serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Paulding. Here's the set. Here comes the smash through Fort Recovery and the kill. That was Ariana Posey's first kill of the night. Ariana Posey. Wow. Makes it 23-18. Side out Paulding. They lead by 5 here in the third set. But again, Fort Recovery leads 2-0. Here's the return by Carly Stone and a kill. I'm not going to rule that as a kill, but Paulding could not make the return in 3 hits. And so Fort Recovery picks up a point. It's 23-19. Now here's Maddie Grover going back to serve. Come on, Maddie. Good serve. Dug out by Taylor March. Here's the hit by Paulding, and it's out of bounds. Kelsey Beck hit that out of bounds. 23-20. Hey, we got a chance. Boy, wouldn't it be something if Fort Recovery came back to win this set and win the match right here and now. Don't give them a chance to go to the fourth set. Addie Grover, good serve. And there's a double hit. Hitting error on Paulding. It's 23-21 as Fort Recovery back to within 2. We've got a chance. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader designed with the poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery trails 23-21. Maddie Grover serving. It's dug out by the back line of Paulding. Here's the set. Here comes the hit. It's a deep hit. Fort Recovery plays it. Seifering to Maddie Rammel. Here's Kirsten Judy getting a kill. And it's 23-22. Kirsten Judy, we're back to within 1. Would you believe it? This set looked like it was long gone. Here's Maddie Grover's serve, a good serve. Dug out by the Paulding back line. Here's the set. Here comes the hit from the middle. It's, oh, oh my, it's in. Oh boy, that was so close. Wow, I thought that might have been out. That's a tough call. 24-22, Paulding with the lead. Side out Paulding. Here's the set point right here. It's a good serve dug out by Maddie Grover. Devin Post sets for Kirsten Judy. Judy free balls it over. Here's the set for Paulding. Here comes the outside hit and the kill. And they win. 25-22. Kelsey Beck comes through with the kill. And Paulding wins the third set, 25-22. We go to a fourth set. Oh, I hate this. We had a chance to finish him off there and couldn't quite get it done. Paulding wins the third set, 25-22. We shall be back.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenmiller with Wayne IGA. It's hard to believe that the holidays are right around the corner. Have you thought about how you may want to spend that special time with family and friends? We can prepare that meal for you, or at least prepare a hot deli chicken for you, all ready to go in a roaster oven. We feel that we have the best hot deli chicken around, and your guests will agree. Add a few sides and make it a spectacular family meal. We also specialize in meat and cheese, vegetable and fruit, or any specialty tray to suit your needs for that special event. Because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, here's the situation. Fort Recovery won the first set 25-19, if you just tuned in. We also won the second set 25-20. We were leading two sets to none. Came back to within 23-22 in that third set, trailing by one, but Paulding went on to win the third set 25-22. So Fort Recovery still leads 2-1, but boy, you just hate to open the door and give your opponents an opportunity to come back and win, and that's what happened. Paulding, let's just say Paulding gave themselves the opportunity to come back and win with a nice performance there in that third set. We'll be back in just a moment.
Nature's Green Nursery reminds you that fall is a great time for planting. Right now, Nature's Green Nursery has a whopping 25% off all in-stock trees, shrubs, and perennials. They also have mums, cabbage, and kale with pumpkins and corn stalk bundles. Get a great deal on outdoor sofas, chairs, tables and rockers, fire tables, and water fountains from Nature's Green, too. Also offering outstanding landscaping and professional design services. Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
All righty, we're set to go here with the fourth set. Again, Fort Recovery leads 2-1. Trying to go on to the sectional championship game, which would probably be at Parkway on Saturday. Here's the first serve by Fort Recovery. Good serve. Back to Paulding. Here's the set at the net. Here comes the hit by Beck, and she got the kill. Kelsey Beck with the big kill. She had the final point a moment ago in that third set. And she will serve now for Paulding. 1-0, Paulding with the early lead here. It's a good serve, ace serve. Fort Recovery let that go, and it hit right on the line, 2-0. Boy, if you can't win this fourth set, if Fort Recovery can't win this fourth set, then all bets are off, I'll tell you. That fifth game will be something. Here's Fort Recovery's Kendra Seifrin hitting it back over, and then getting a kill for Paulding was J.C. Varner. And everything seems to be going Paulding's way right now. Coach Kelsey Rogers has to be a bit concerned. Here's the next serve by Kelsey Beck. Good serve and an ace serve. And it's 4-0. Fort Recovery coach Chelsea Rogers calls timeout as Fort Recovery trails 4-0 here in the fourth set. We'll be back.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack. Pack-a-Sack, there's one near you.
Wow. 4-0. Paulding leading here in the fourth set. They trail 2-1. They've got to win this set to stay alive. Here's a good serve by Paulding. Deep hit by Kendra Sievering, and there's the ball going over the net back to Fort Recovery, and a double hit's called on Fort Recovery, and it's 5-0. Here we go with the next serve for Paulding. Beck continues her serve. I think she served 4 in a row. And there's a kill for Fort Recovery, finally coming through with a kill. Was Fort Recovery's Kirsten Judy, and that is Kirsten's, let's see here, 2-4-6th kill of the evening. And Kirsten Judy will be serving. Good serve. Here's the set for Paulding, and they get the kill. J.C. Varner with the kill. Nice crowd on hand here for this sectional matchup. We're in Paulding, Ohio. At Paulding High School, they call the gym the Jungle in association with their school mascot of the Panthers. 6-1. Paulding leads by 5. Good serve by Paulding. Judy will set for Devon Post, and Devon gets the kill. I think. Yes. Wasn't sure what the official was signaling there for a moment. Devon got the kill. Here's Paulding returning, and there's a smash by Morgan Leonard, and Morgan gets the kill as the second hit was too close to the net, and Morgan took advantage of it. That's number 5 for Morgan Leonard tonight. She also has 4 blocks this evening, so she's been very active. Here's Alexis Bupp serving. Good serve. Here's the set and the smash by Paulding, and they get the kill. Ariana Posey comes through with the kill. 7-3. Paulding leads by 4 here in the fourth set. Of course, it's a best 3 out of 5. Right now, Fort Recovery leads 2-1. Back over to Paulding. Here's the set, the smash. And they're going to say it hit the antenna. Point Fort Recovery. Again, that antenna, which sticks up about 2 feet above the net on each side of the net. If the volleyball ever hits the antenna, that is ruled to be out of bounds. Good serve by Kendra Sievering. Back to Sievering off the basketball goal. Wait, what happened? I don't know what the call was. They gave the point to Fort Recovery. I don't know. They're stopping play now while they discuss this. And the official ruled that the hit by Kendra Sievering went up and hit the basketball goal in the ceiling, but it was on our side. They gave the point to Fort Recovery regardless. I'm not sure what that call was, actually. Here's Fort Recovery's Cassidy Martin back to Paulding. On the dig, here's the dink back over. Fort Recovery plays it. Now back to Fort Recovery. They're going to call a carry on Paulding, an illegal hit on Paulding. And all of a sudden, Fort Recovery has drawn back to within 1 at 7-6. Kendra Sievering will serve again. Good serve. Here's the set. Pretty deep hit into the net. Fort Recovery ties it up. 7-7. Well, Paulding helped us out on that as their hit was into the net. 7-7. Kendra Sievering with 3 straight service points. She had a nice run earlier in the match. And there's an ace serve. That is her first ace serve of the match. She had a run of 5 straight service points. I think that was in the second set. She's got 4 straight here. And we lead 8-7. Kendra Sievering serving again. Another good serve. Another ace serve. 2 ace serves in a row. And Paulding calls timeout. Paulding calls timeout. It's Fort Recovery 9. Paulding 7 will return.
Major
Colonel Corn reporting in. I found these future recruits hiding in the cornfield.
We are afraid. I saw a black cat walk by the other night.
I know you guys are yellow and have been hiding in the field, but now Cooper Farms needs you.
Sir, why did you not tell us we were going to Cooper Farms? I heard nothing but nice things about them.
Let's go, boys. Fall in. To Cooper Farms we go.
Yay!
Farmers, make your corn happy corn and ship it to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Call them at 1-800-637-7161. That is 1-800-637-7161.
Again, a very pleasant good evening, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver, along with Eric Catterly, our studio producer in Portland. Welcome to those of you listening on the internet on FortRecoveryRadio.com or on our website, WPGWRadio.com, and, of course, on the radio stations at 1440 AM or 100.9 FM. Here's a good serve by Fort Recovery and another point as Paulding could not make a clean return. And Kendra Seifring now has 6 service points in a row. Boy, this is a match saver here. 10-7, we lead by 3. Another serve by Kendra, another good serve. Here's the set by Paulding, and the hit back to Fort Recovery. Dug out by Kirsten Judy. Seifring passes to Morgan Leonards, and Morgan hits it out of bounds. There's a break for Paulding, a break that they were looking for because they were really reeling at the hands of Kendra Seifring serving. So that stops 6 service points in a row. Here's Paulding's serve and a miss hit by Morgan Leonards. That was kind of a low line drive serve and Morgan just couldn't play it. 10-9. Paulding draws back to within 1. Fort Recovery still leading here in the 4th set. Serving again for the Lady Panthers is J.C. Varner. And it's in the net, service error. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Boy, when you're playing a close match like this, that is just a killer to have those service errors. There's a serve, the set, and the battle at the net. And who got it? Fort Recovery. Not sure who the... I think Morgan Leonards. I'm going to give her the block. I wasn't totally positive, but won't be the first time I've made a mistake if that wasn't right. Here's Maddie Ramble serving in the net. That served by Maddie Ramble in the net. 12-10 now. Fort Recovery still leads by 2 here in the 4th set. If we win this set, it's over. If we don't win this set, it goes to a game 5. Good serve by Paulding. Carly Stone digs it out. Now Carly hits it back over to Paulding. Here's the smash by Paulding and the kill. Where nobody was, Kelsey Beck on the kill. Well, she's come through with some really big hits here in the last set. At the end of the last set and here in this set for Paulding. Here's another serve dug out by Carly Stone. Maddie Ramel will set. And it's blocked. Morgan Leonards on the hit, but blocked. And Paulding picks up. No. No, they say that was a kill by Morgan Leonards. So I'm sorry, Morgan. Give her a kill. We get the point. 13-11. Here's Maddie Grover serving. Here's the dig. The set. Here comes the play back to Fort Recovery. Grover passing. There's the set to Kirsten Judy. Judy on the hit. Paulding plays it. Back to Fort Recovery in trouble. And the kill goes to Paulding to Faith Vogel. 13-12. Fort Recovery still leads by only 1, though, and Paulding has side out. And Taylor March will serve now for Paulding. Good serve dug out by Kendra Seifring. Here's Maddie Ramble setting for Carly Stone, and Carly did not get the kill. It went out of bounds. Cross-court serve or cross-court hit was just out of bounds. And it's 13-13. We're all tied up again. Here's another serve by March. It's a good serve. Kendra Seifring back to Paulding. The set for the Lady Panthers. The smash and the kill. Beck, another kill. Kelsey Beck, I'm not sure exactly how many kills she has, but she's got around 5 or 6 tonight. Several here late. Good serve again by Paulding. And a dink over, and they can't get it over. Give Maddie Ramel credit for that. I'm going to give her a kill on that one. tied at 14-14. And going back to serve now is Kyle Wendell. Kyle bounces the ball. Here comes the serve. It's dug out by March. Here's the ding over, and it's out of bounds. Point Fort recovery. Cassidy Posey tried a little dink shot there, and she hit it out of bounds instead. 15-14. Fort recovery leads by one. Let's serve for Kaya Wendell. Dug out, back to Fort recovery. The set, and Kendra Seifrin gets the kill. Kill number 16 for Kendra Seifrin. Another service point for Kaya Wendell. 16-14, Lady Indians lead by two. Crucial time of the match here. Crucial time of the set. And there is Kendra Seifrin smashing it out of bounds. Boy, Kendra had an opportunity there to really ram it down their throat, and she was so excited about it as the ball was lingering above the net that she hit it out of bounds. Good serve by Paulding. A battle at the net. Back to Fort Recovery. Grover passes to Maddie Rammel. Here's a smash by Fort Recovery. That was Kirsten Judy. And now Paulding can't make the return. Point Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leads by two. And here's Kirsten Judy serving now for the Lady Indians. It's a let serve played by Paulding. Back to Fort Recovery. And Kendra Seifrin hits it back to Paulding to the front. Here's the smash off of Kirsten Judy. Kaya Wendell keeps it alive. Grover just free balls it over. Here's the set for Paulding. Here comes the outside hit. It's blocked. And Fort Recovery gets the point. I'm going to give Cassidy Rammel credit for that. Cassidy Martin, I should say. And it's now 18-15. Here's Kirsten Judy serving again. Good serve, but Paulding plays it. Back to Fort Recovery. A block. And let's give credit to Kendra Seifrin for the block that time. Kirsten Judy will serve again, but we have timeout. Fort Recovery leads 19-15 here. Nice run going for the Lady Indians. We're up by four. We win this set, and this baby is over.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Again, we appreciate all of our fine sponsors in the broadcast tonight. Hope you folks appreciate the broadcast because those folks make it possible who you hear messages from, and we encourage you to support those fine merchants. And also tell them, hey, thanks for sponsoring Fort Recovery Volleyball. Fort Recovery leads by four here in the fourth set. This would shut out Paulding. If we can win this set, it'll be over. And there's a service error for Kirsten Judy right into the net. A good time out there for Paulding. That broke the momentum for Kirsten Judy. And she hits that one into the net for a service error. And now here's Kristen Schiltz serving for Paulding. They trail by three, 19-16. Good serve. Here is Kirsten Judy to Devin Post. And it's deflected off of Paulding and out of bounds. Devin Post picks up the kill. Nice hit there for Devin. That is her sixth kill of the evenings. Paulding, some of the Paulding folks wanted a miss hit for Fort Recovery there. Wanted a carry, but the official didn't call it. Here's the set for Paulding. The dink over, and they get the kill. That was Ariana Posey with the kill. 20-17. Fort Recovery still leads, but Paulding still has a chance to get back in. This one, good serve by Paulding. A battle at the net, and a kill for Paulding's Faith Bogle. 20-18 now. Lead is only two for Fort Recovery. This is far from over. Here's the serve. Good serve. Kendra Seifering passes to Kirsten Judy. Judy will set for Maddie Rammel. Now at the battle at the net, goes back to Paulding, now back to Fort Recovery. Here's Kirsten Judy setting for Kendra Seifering. A thundering hit is played by Paulding nicely. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Alexis Buff to Kirsten Judy. Here's a smash by Kendra Seifering, and she gets the kill. Kill number 17 for Kendra Seifering tonight. Wow, what a match for Kendra. We're in the fourth set. Fort Recovery leads 2-1, and we lead in the set 21-18. Here's Kendra Seifering serving a good serve. Back over to Fort Recovery. Seifering passing to Judy. Judy will set. Here's the hit. Paulding plays it. Here's the set for Paulding. A smash, a block by Fort Recovery. Now a hit back to Fort Recovery. Judy will set once again. Here's the hit for Cassidy Martin. Played by Paulding. Now back over to Fort Recovery. There's Alexis Buff passing to the net, and we can't get it over. That makes it 21-19. Paulding only down by two. Still time for them to win this set. And if they do, they'll shove the match into a fifth set. And then it's up for grabs. Fort Recovery won the first two sets, 25-19, 25-20. Lost the third set, 25-22. They're leading here in this set. There's an ace serve, though. Ace serve by Paulding's J.C. Varner. And it's 21-20. Fort Recovery's lead is only one. J.C. Varner will serve again to try to tie this up. Here comes the serve dug out by Fort Recovery. Kendra Seifering, a deep hit back to Paulding, and they misplayed the shot. The pass from the backside was over the top of any of the Paulding players, and it fell on the floor. 22-20, Fort Recovery by two. Here's the serve by Maddie Rammel. Good serve. Here's the set at the net. A battle and point Fort Recovery. They're going to call a double hit on Paulding. 23-20. Maddie Rammel came up with a big service point there. Fort Recovery leads by two. Here's the serve. Dug out by Paulding. Here's the set. Here comes the hit. A smash and a block. Let's give the block to Morgan Leonard. And Fort Recovery picks up the point, and we're 1 point away from winning this match. Here's your match points. Give another service point to Maddie Rammel. 24-20, we lead by four. Maddie Rammel serve dug out by the back line. Paulding will set it. Here comes the outside hit kill. Beck. Kelsey Beck keeps it alive for Paulding. 24-21. One of the fans threw the volleyball and hit the official on the side of the head who was standing at the net. The official turns and says, hey, roll the ball on the floor next time. That was a fan that did it, not one of the players. 24-21, Paulding with the serve. Good serve. Dug out by Carly Stone. Here's a smash by Morgan Leonards. Paulding keeps it alive, free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Kendra Seifering passing it off. Seifering a deep hit. Paulding digs it out at the net. They can't play it, and it's over. Fort Recovery wins the fourth set and the match, 25-21. And Fort Recovery has upset the higher seed Paulding Panthers, winning the fourth set, 25-21. We'll be back to wrap it up. Congratulations, Lady Indians, as they move on to the sectional championship game on Saturday night, probably at Parkway. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kopp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As the flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kopp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary, and for all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacists. At Kopp Pharmacy, we bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. Stop by for your flu shot at Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader designed with the poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenmiller with Wayne IGA. It's hard to believe that the holidays are right around the corner. Have you thought about how you may want to spend that special time with family and friends? We can prepare that meal for you, or at least prepare a hot deli chicken for you, all ready to go in a roaster oven. We feel that we have the best hot deli chicken around, and your guests will agree. Add a few sides and make it a spectacular family meal. We also specialize in meat and cheese, vegetable and fruit, or any specialty tray to suit your needs for that special event. Because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, it's all over but the shouting now, and even the shouting's kind of over with. But, hey, hats off to the Paulding fans. They came in this gym in full force. Excellent showing for Paulding. But Fort Recovery spoiled their night as Fort Recovery has won this first match this evening. And hang on a minute. Come over here. I've only got one microphone, so just a minute here. Kendra Severing is with us. That's okay. Here, I'll put this up for you.
Okay. We're just going to shout out to Trent Mollenkamp.
Woo!
Yeah, hi, Trent.
Go, Trent.
Trent Mollenkamp. Okay. Give me the significance of Trent Mollenkamp here.
He's the greatest cousin ever. He always supports me at my games.
Yep.
Well, congratulations, Kendra. A great match for you guys. What do you think about winning this match?
It feels really good. I'm glad that we pulled that fourth match together after losing the third one. So I'm proud of my team.
And I will say your hitting was amazing tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, good luck. Probably at Parkway Saturday, but we'll see.
Yep. All right, thank you.
All right, Kendra Seifring there coming up to us. Saying a shout-out there. And, boy, she had a match. I'll say that. Wow. As I had Kendra unofficially, and let me tell you, my stats are unofficial. But I had Kendra for 17 kills, 12 service points. She had two big runs. She had five service points in a row in the second set and had six service points in a row in the third set. Big opportunities there for Fort Recovery, but 17 kills, 12 service points. Of those service points, she had a total of two aces, which happened to be back-to-back, by the way, in that third set, or in that fourth set, I should say. And she had also one block on the night unofficially. Also for Fort Recovery, Cassidy Martin. Wow, what a job by the freshman. Cassidy had eight kills this evening. Kaya Wendell had a total of six service points for the Lady Indians. Maddie Rammel had nine service points, including one ace, and had a kill. Morgan Leonard's a nice night for Morgan. She had six kills and six blocks tonight. Wow. Great, great game for Morgan Leonard's. Kirsten Judy, her usual outstanding self. I'm sure she was the assist leader for Fort Recovery. She also had six kills and eight service points, including two aces. Maddie Grover had six service points, including an ace, and Alexis Bupp had four service points as well. Also, Devin Post had six kills, and Carly Stone had three kills tonight, and those are the unofficial stats that I have for the Lady Indians this evening. Again, Kendra Severing was on her game tonight, had 17 kills, 12 service points, and one block unofficially. And again, here are the set scores. Fort Recovery won the first set 25-19. Won the second set 25-20, lost the third set 25-22, and then came back and won the fourth set 25-21. Paulding could have won this one, but they just couldn't get the right break at the right time, and Fort Recovery pulls off the upset. Fort Recovery was the, again, lower seed in this match. The favored team was definitely Paulding, and Paulding coming in with a 17-5 record, Fort Recovery 9-13. Paulding will finish their year at 17-6 now and Fort Recovery advancing to probably Parkway. But, again, they are playing Columbus Grove this evening, so we will play the winner of whoever wins that match. Fort Recovery improves to 10-13 on the year. And wouldn't it be something if the Indians could upset Parkway in the sectional championship and avenge that regular season loss and finally get a win over a MAC team? They certainly have the momentum going for them here tonight. Congratulations to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. They win at Paulding, Ohio tonight in sectional play, 3-1. We'll be back Saturday night. If you can't be at the match, tune us in for the broadcast at 6:30 Saturday night. That'll be both on our radio stations and on the internet at FortRecoveryRadio.com and on WPGWRadio.com. Good night, everybody. Congratulations to the Lady Indians.
You've been listening to
sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.